Okay, so without any further ado, it's 11:30, and it is time for us to welcome to our pulpit our very own Amy Terrell.
Yeah, yeah. There you go, thanks.
Hey, would you just stretch your hands towards Amy right now?
Maybe I'm not nervous.
That's right. This beautiful young lady, this is her second time in our pulpit, and I'm sure she's a little nervous in her heart. Lord, thank you so much for Amy. We love her. We love what you're doing in her and what you're using her to bring about, not only here, but in the nations. We thank you, Father, and we pray your anointing upon her today for this special task to bring an encouragement to us and to share with us from the Word and to tell us what you have been doing. I ask for your peace and your grace upon her, and may her lips be your lips today, Lord. May her words be your words in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You
Thanks.
Go, girl.
Okay. I'm going to pray, even though he just prayed, because it helps me, you know, tune into the Spirit. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for this morning. I thank you, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to share about the good work that you've done in my life. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to encourage the body. I ask that your words would flow through me, Lord, and that I wouldn't be nervous and that I would just share the passion that you've put in my heart about the nations, Lord. I love you, Jesus, and I just want to honor you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So I got back on February 18th from a 5.5 month adventure to Southeast Asia. And most of that time I was in Cambodia, which is a really tiny nation. It's actually smaller than the state of Minnesota. And yeah, it's beautiful. I went there to do a school of worship with the organization Youth with a Mission. And a school of worship is teaching you the basics of like worship leading, but also going just deeper in worship, understanding our call to worship the one true God and just the power that worship has. So I was the only foreigner student, non-Asian student. There were 5 of us students, 3 Cambodians and 1 Indonesian, and then we had 4 staff. And one of the staff is American, but he's half Japanese, so I was really like the only American. That's our house. It looks really beautiful. Not all of Cambodia looks like that. Yeah, Cambodia looks so different from America. It's really beautiful, and it's dirty and not clean, but it's really beautiful. Okay, so during this school, we had 3 months of lecture phase. So each week, we had a new topic and a new teacher. And we learned about things like freedom in worship, lifestyle of a worshiper, the work of the Holy Spirit in worship, biblical and historical basis of worship, redeeming the culture, which was awesome, worship and missions, musicianship and songwriting, and leadership and skill, team development. So we had a lot of good stuff, and I learned so much. Like, I didn't know, like, anything that I learned during this school, so it was really good to just go deeper in the Word and deeper in understanding truly what worship is. It's not just singing songs and playing instruments, that it's bringing glory to the one true God. Okay, yes. Also during the lecture phase, God did a lot of stuff in my heart. I really learned the power of the place of worship, that when we're in that place of communion with the Holy Spirit and our spirit is connecting to the Spirit of the Lord, just the healing and transformation that he can bring to lives. And I saw it happen in my life. I saw him bring me so much freedom and healing and restoration. And I feel like that really prepared me for our outreach phase, because I saw how bringing worship to the Lord can move in hearts and change lives. And so I knew that we could go out and change lives through worship as well. So after the 3 months of lectures, we had 2.5 months of outreach. And the first part of our outreach was in Siem Reap, which is the city that I did my school in. And the first outreach we did was something called a discipleship training week. At the base that I did my school at, runs English training centers. Like, they teach life skills and the English language to Cambodian people so that they can get better jobs. And so the first outreach we did was each year they have a discipleship training week at this school, which is just open for any students who want to come and just learn about Christianity and learn about the Bible. And most of these students in the bottom picture, like, that whole room is full, and most of those are unbelievers who come from Buddhist backgrounds. And they willingly came to learn about God, which was so awesome. So we taught them about creation and sin and grace and salvation. And during that week, I think 7 or 8 people came to the Lord and committed their lives to Christ. Yeah, it was so awesome. And during that week, I really learned the power of prayer, because they're all Khmer. That's what Cambodian people are called. They're called Khmer people. I couldn't really interact with them a whole lot because they didn't speak fluent English and I don't speak any Khmer. But I just prayed so much as my fellow students were ministering to them and talking to them, and just seeing the fruit that came out of that. I really believe that my prayers had power. Okay, this was like my favorite place of outreach. This is a garden in Siem Reap City, and to the left of that picture in the background is this temple. And this is a really famous Buddhist temple in the city, and people come from all over, like tourists from other countries come just to visit this temple. And so we would go there, and we did scripture proclaiming. We did worship, just openly worshiped God in this place where idols are being worshiped. It was really cool. So we would stand there and worship, and one time my friend was playing the guitar and I was singing, and we kind of ended songs and we were just really in spontaneous worship, and I was just lifting up the name of Jesus over and over again. And then I felt like kind of strange. I had my eyes closed and I felt kind of strange, and I opened my eyes and there was a whole group of people around us, of tourists, and they were taking pictures of us. And this one guy was just looking at me like really fixedly, like he was very concerned with what I was saying. And I just wanted to laugh and I tried to keep singing. But it really, a principle that we learned during the school is that as Jesus is lifted up from the earth, men will be drawn unto him. And just as we lift up Jesus' name, as we lift up his praise and his glory, men will be drawn unto him. And I really saw that take place as I lifted up Jesus' name and a whole bunch of people suddenly were around me. It was great. So again, I couldn't talk to people a lot because they were all Khmer speaking people. But my friends would go and they would listen to the leading of the Lord and they would go to speak to different people. And this is my friend who we were in pairs and I was with her, and she saw this woman and she went and started talking to her. And I just walked around nearby and I was praying and interceding that the woman's heart would be open and softened to the gospel. And this woman was a Buddhist. She was from a Buddhist background. But as my friend talked to her, she gave her heart to the Lord. And it was just, yeah, prayer is so powerful. Okay, going back. So this temple. I grew a lot in boldness here. The first day that we came to this temple, it was actually not during our outreach phase yet. It was towards the end of our lecture phase. And we just came for a few hours to do worship and pray here. And as we walked up, I saw all around the temple, they have like fruits and vegetables and birds and turtles for sale. And it's there for you to sacrifice to offer to the gods that are there. Gods. And as I saw these little birds all stuck in these cages, and it's like there's tons of birds in one small cage, and my heart was sad because I really like animals and it made me angry. And so I saw that as I'm going up, and then I'm standing there worshiping the Lord and praying, and I'm watching these people, and they're going in and they're taking incense and they're waving it and they're sticking it where they need to stick it, and just like they're doing so much to try to please these gods. And I just realized they're in such bondage. Like, you know, like Buddha and these gods, they're not the enemy. The enemy is the devil, and he's bound them in these lies to keep them from seeing the one true God. And I just, my heart was so moved with compassion, and I just realized that they're like those little birds. They're all stuck in this cage and they can't get out. Yeah. And so I wanted to go up and buy one of the birds and set it free, just as like a symbolic act. But I was like, oh no, I don't want to give money to this person who's not serving the Lord. And then the Lord said to me, I paid the price to set you free. And it's like, Jesus came and he died on the cross to set us free. You know, he didn't have to not pay a price, you know, he had to pay the price to set us free. And so I went and I bought the bird and I set it free, because God pays the price, you know? Yeah, in the school, I really came to a deeper understanding of the sovereignty and the majesty of the Lord, and how he is the ruler of this earth, how we were created for his glory. This whole earth was created for his glory. And as I watched these people doing idol worship, I was like, this is so wrong. Like, you were not created for that. And so I really grew in boldness in just worshiping the Lord freely here. My friend and I walked around that temple 7 times, like Jericho. We walked around it 7 times and we were worshiping the Lord and we were praying and we were just, it's, you know, like, I could have felt really ridiculous. These people are looking at me and they're like, what is she doing? But like, I know I'm doing what I was created to do. I'm worshiping the Lord. I'm created to do this. And they're the ones who are doing something that's ridiculous, you know? Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Another outreach we got to do, 2 of the girls in my school are actually from a village. And so we got to go out to their village and visit their church. This is slow. Okay. Yes, that's their church. It's so beautiful and so peaceful there. And so we went to this church and we did a worship seminar. We taught them different lessons that we had learned during the school, like what is worship, what is praise, you know, going deeper in those things. I taught lifestyle of a worshiper. We just taught different lessons like that. And these people were so hungry to go deeper in the Word of God. It was so beautiful. And so we led worship with them. We taught them. They gave us traditional Khmer meals, which this is really cool, interesting. Out in the villages, their houses, like they, inside the buildings, they have these platforms that they put the food out on, and then you sit right there where the food is. So it's very different. Those are some Cambodian children. They got up and they presented songs for us at church on Sunday. Okay, another outreach we did, around our commune is what it's called, in where we lived in the city. We actually pretty much lived in the red light district of Siem Reap City. Like, there are karaoke bars everywhere. In that top picture, like, wherever you see red, that's like another bar. And like, prostitution happens in those places. Like, every night there are girls lined up at the doors just waiting. Yeah, I think I counted in that picture. If like you zoom in, you'll see like 9 signs, and that's just one road, and those are all different bars. And there's prostitution practiced at every single one of those places. And so we would go out, and we would proclaim the scripture. We would pray. We would we wrote scripture down, and we planted it. Like, we just did a lot of like covering the place in the truth of God. And you know, for me, like, at first I was like, what could that really do? You know, like, does that really have power? But at the end of the week that we really devoted to doing this, one of the karaoke bars, the one right at the end of our street, shut down. So it's just like, yeah, prayer is powerful. and just like preaching, like speaking the truth of God over a place has power. You know, it's powerful to bind the enemy's works. One of the English training centers that the base has is out in a village. And so we went and we stayed there for a week. And we did the worship seminar for the English teachers there and the staff that they have on base. And at their Sunday fellowship, I shared my testimony and a song that I wrote during the school. And when we also got to go out to one of the houses in the village and help a woman pull up weeds, which was really cool. It was just awesome to be able to bless them and show what true like Christian living is, because she was a new Christian, just to show her that like God cares for you, God takes care of you. Yeah, Cambodia is so beautiful. And yes, that's a moto. We got everywhere on motorcycles, which was very new for me. I'd never been on one, but you can stack like 3 or 4 people on one. It's great. Those are just a glimpse. Stack. Those are some Khmer houses, the houses out in the village. Those are kids. They come and go to school on their bicycles, and so that's them coming home for their lunch break. Sorry. So our outreach was originally supposed to just be in Cambodia, in Siem Reap. There was a conference in Thailand, a YWAM conference that was going on, and we got invited to go to Nepal for 2 weeks. And so we really wanted to go, but the big thing was finances, because these girls, they don't have money. Like, they're from a village. They don't have the money to be able to go on an international outreach. And so we sold fruit shakes. We did a movie night to try and raise money for this. And we had over $7,000 that we needed to raise, which is a lot of money. And we raised a lot of it, and people were really generous and gave to us. But 2 days before we were supposed to leave for Thailand, we still had over $1,000 that we needed. And we were like, Lord, like, are we going to be able to go? And like, am I going to be the only one who gets to go? Which would be really awful. And in 2 days, God provided over $1,000, and we were able to go. So that was amazing. Amen. So we went on a lot of buses to Thailand, which was really awful. I got very, very sick. And so I think I got food poisoning or something. I was sick for about a week while we were in Thailand. But it was okay. The Lord is faithful and good, and he spoke to me personally, so that's good. That was on the way to Thailand, and this is in our travels from Thailand to Nepal. This is actually at the border between Thailand and Myanmar. Okay, so after Thailand, we went to Nepal, which I was very, very excited about. When they first told us that we were going to Nepal, I was like, I don't know if we're really supposed to go, like, because we were still praying about it. But as we prayed about it more and more, I just felt like God gave me a heart for this place. And I got so excited and so passionate. I really felt that God told us we were bringing his kingdom and bringing his light to this place. So I was stoked. This is flying into Kathmandu, which is the capital city. Those are mountains, beautiful, beautiful mountains. Yeah, it's so great. Yeah, they really love colors. They paint all their houses really bright colors, and their boats are really bright colors, and it's beautiful. That's our group, our team up the top. Two of our staff didn't come with us, and so we just had 2 staff and us 5 students. And then in the bottom, that's the there's a Christian couple there who runs a guest house, and we stayed with them, and they actually set up all of our outreaches in Nepal. Those are more mountains. We got to see them almost every day. Was great. That's a typical Nepali restaurant. They're very small. This is a little, I think it was Buddhist. It might have been Hindu. I think it was Hindu. Okay, I can't remember, but it was a temple that we went to pray at. And as we were praying there, we just felt like this sense of calm over this. We were in Pokhara, which is another city in Nepal. And we all just felt that there's this calm over the place, but it wasn't a peace. It was just like calmness and complacency. Like, they're just sitting back and they're content with their lives the way they are. And it's so wrong, obviously, because they're worshiping Hindu and Buddhist gods. We just prayed that God would shake things up in that place, that he would bring joy and true peace and just life there. But in the churches, we really did see that life. They love to dance and sing and just worship the Lord with their whole hearts. This is the first. We did a lot of worship seminars while we were in Nepal, again, teaching the same topics that we taught before. So that big group of people on the bottom picture, I taught that whole group of people, which was really scary, but really awesome. we brought them the different topics, and they They were very receptive. And then we taught at two other places for a bit of a shorter time. And this was really our biggest outreach in Nepal. It was a two-day worship seminar held at the house of prayer that they have in the city. And there's this group of people, they call themselves the frontliners. They're a group of Christians, and they just are passionate about true worship. They're passionate about going deeper in worship. And so they invited us to come and teach their people. So that whole group on top is just a bunch of people from different churches, from the different churches' worship teams, who came to listen to us speak, and we led them in worship. On the first day, I actually taught both days. I taught Lifestyle of a Worshipper. And the people were just so hungry. It was just such a blessed time, because you could just tell they were just soaking it all in and really hungry for it. And then on the second day, I taught another topic called the Calling of the Levites, who were the ones who were called to worship and to minister in the house of the Lord. This time was just so amazing. We had some really intense worship, and we saw people's hearts really touched during worship. That's the pastor and his wife. They're just fallen before the Lord. It was really incredible. Okay, this was one morning. Every morning we would have worship as a team, worship and intercession. And so one morning we went up on the roof of our house and we worshiped the Lord, just looking at the grandeur of what he has made, at the beautiful mountains. And it was so cool. But then, like, everyone could see us. Like, there were people walking on the streets. They could see us worshiping up there. And, like, one kid was dancing to our music. And then that night, we were at the restaurant right next door that I showed you pictures of before. And this guy was like, "Hey, I know you." And we were like, "What?" And he was like, "I saw you this morning up on your house. You were exercising." He's like, "Yeah, you were lifting your hands. You had your guitar. It was so beautiful with the sun and the mountains." We were like, "Yeah, sure." It was great. Yeah, so that's Nepal. Nepal was just such an amazing time. I really was blessed. At one point, our team was just feeling really, really dry. We were just kind of spent, and there was kind of disunity amongst us, and we just weren't really connecting very well to the Lord. And so one morning, we just kept pressing in worship. We just pressed in. We were like, "We're going to stay here until something happens." And God totally met with us in that time, and he really spoke to me. He reminded me of my calling. He just really worked more healing in my heart and just stirred up this passion in me to speak his truth and to share his truth with people in the nations. And so that was before our last seminar. And usually when I get up in front of people, I'm really nervous, like way more nervous. I'm not even nervous right now. See, that's amazing. Like, I'm usually super nervous, but as God just showed me, like, "I have called you to speak my truth over the nations." And so when we went and did that seminar, like, I had no fear. There was, like, no ounce of fear in me. And it was a pretty big group of people, but I just was so passionate to just share God's truth. Yeah, it was awesome. God is really powerful. I learned so much during this school. I grew a lot. I'm very passionate now about seeing this world return to its original purpose of bringing glory to God, of worshiping God. I just want to see restoration come. And I saw restoration happen in my own life through the power of worship, through that place of meeting with God. So I just want to bring it out there and bring restoration to other people's lives through the place of worship and through meeting with God. These lessons were really hard learned. I had a heck of a time in Cambodia. I was sick a lot. I just kept getting sick. And then when I wasn't sick, I broke my toe. And it was just thing after thing just kept happening, and it was really hard. I was with three roommates, and none of them spoke English, like a little bit of English, but I couldn't really connect with them. I'm not saying this to have like a pity party. I'm just like, it was very hard, but God was so faithful. He showed me over and over again that I'm with you. I want you here. Like, I have something amazing in store. And like, I would be craving pancakes and then pancakes would be there. I'd need coffee and someone would give me coffee. Like, he just kept showing me over and over, I am here, I'm with you. Just keep pushing through and it'll be amazing. And so during our school, we had to read the whole book of Psalms, and then we had to pick one psalm or a theme from the Psalms to write a song about. And I've never written a whole song before. But as I read the Psalms, I just kept noticing over and over that it says that God is our shield. And I just really clung to that during my school because so many things were coming against me. And I just felt like the circumstances were not for me. But I knew that God was for me in that place. I knew that as these things came against me, he was blocking me from whatever harm they could do to me, and he was going to use them for my good and to teach me and to grow me. And so I wrote this song about him being my shield, and I wrote this song about his faithfulness and being able to trust him in that place of adversity. Yeah, in the chorus of this song, it says, "You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me." And that's Psalm 139, verse 5. It's just that picture of God being all around me and guarding me from what would harm me and come against me. That's all I have to share for today. Went a lot faster than I expected.
Wow. What a wonderful testimony, eh? Yeah, just dry those eyes, people. That is amazing. You know what? I am so blessed at what God has done in raising up young people like this, sending them out to the far corners of the world and bringing them back again. So we can learn and see what the fruit of the ministry is here. I'm just so blessed. Stretch your hands forward towards Amy. Father, we thank you for what you have begun in Amy. We thank you, Lord, that it is a marvelous thing, and we rejoice. Lord, I thank you that you are doing this work not only in her, but in many of the young people right here, even in this room right now. Thank you, Lord, that you have called these to be ambassadors for you in a new generation. And Father, we celebrate and we recognize your hand upon them, and we ask your blessing on Amy and on the rest of her friends even here today. Lord Jesus, raise up an army and help us to send them for your kingdom's sake. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Amy Jean.
Amen.